Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
It's okay.
Hola.
Hola. Jason, welcome to the program. Random question. Okay, let's go with this one. Jason, what would you say is the weirdest habit someone had that you've dated or lived with? Besides finding you attractive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, that's probably the weirdest one, just trying to find me attractive, yeah. Besides that, my wife, I guess, constantly doing laundry. That's really about it.
She does what now?
My wife constantly doing laundry.
Really?
That's the only habit I can think of.
God, that is not a bad one to have.
No, but it's weird at some point because you're like, where's all the, are you doing this for the neighbors, right? I mean, like, we know how many clothes we have gone through. How can you possibly be doing this much longer?
Yeah, there's some people, you can put like two things in a clothes bin and they're like doing laundry.
Like, chill
out. Yeah, like, is it just constant? I mean, even is it small loads or is it like, you know, she's doing rugs and towels all the time and sheets?
Rugs, towels, sheets, every single thing is clean. And yeah, I don't regret it, but
no.
It's always clean.
That's awesome. A little weird. I mean, most people, like, you pick a day of the week to do certain things.
Yeah, but you keep that thing open, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like, I mean, it's constantly moving.
Yeah, I'd still rather pick a day. Instead of running the washing machine all of the time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how about we just pick a day, you know, once a week. Kids, that's good, man.
I'm maybe a two-load-a-week guy, most of the time one. Unless I do sheets.
Right, take out sheets and towels. I do laundry, like, twice a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. We do it like once. That's with all the kids. Granted, the kids wear uniforms to school, so it's really not.
How long do the kids' sheets go without being changed?
Actually, we do better with them. Okay. We really do, yeah.
Because you're conscious of it.
You're conscious of it. You feel bad. And, you know, like most parents, you're full of crap, but want to act like you're on top of things. It's my sheets I worry about. Kids like, I guarantee your sheets are cleaner than mine.
I just feel like I go through socks and underwear too quick. That's why I'm always doing laundry.
I just buy more socks, more underwear. I have more socks and underwear, and rarely do you get to the point where you're like, these are those underwear.
More than one pair of socks or underwear a day.
Yeah. So like if I'll go to like the gym or go run some stairs.
Well, sure, yeah.
Right, so that's one pair. Then I'll wear a pair to work. Then when I get home, like Mr. Rogers, I'll switch socks and shoes.
Okay, so two pairs of underwear, two pairs of socks.
Yeah.
That's not the worst thing in the world.
Guy here says, my wife poops with the door open.
That is weird.
I feel like that's just universally private. You know what I mean? We know what you're doing.
Okay.
But like, I just want to be left alone.
I close the door at home and I'm by myself.
And it's just habitual.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like, who's going to... No one's going to charge in there.
I do it all the time.
No one's going to look at me.
Yeah, I'm just racking my brain. Like, why the hell do I close the door?
And why do I turn the exhaust fan on? Who am I going to offend?
You.
Well, right. Yeah, you should.
Yeah, man.
I know, but you can tolerate yourself, even if it's bad, right?
You can tolerate it, but if I don't have to, I'd rather not.
Okay.
Yeah, you ever heard of the incense match? So it's like,
oh yeah, it's incense, but it's just a match.
Yeah,
I've heard of that.
Yeah, when I poop in the mornings, I fire one up, throw really? It in the ashtray. Yeah,
nice. That's smart. Okay,
you smoke in your bathroom? Not exactly.
No, right. It's just literally the incense match. Those things are awesome.
Reason we asked, what was the weirdest habit of someone you've dated? Ironically enough, this goes back to clothes. And there's a story going viral on TikTok about a woman who stayed overnight at her boyfriend's house for the first time and discovered his very weird sleeping habit. They're both in their mid-20s. Sounds like they haven't been dating that long. And the first time she saw his bedroom, he didn't have a bed in it. He just had a huge pile of clothes on the floor, which he called his, quote, nest. And he expected her to sleep there with him. To her credit, she actually gave it a shot. She said she tried sleeping with him, but it was too uncomfortable, so she ultimately just went and slept on the couch. Obviously, people had questions like, why did he think that was fine, but also, were the clothes clean or dirty? The answer to that one, a little of both.
Ugh.
He doesn't wear the clothes. They're just, quote, nesting material. But he also never washes them. So, yes, they're dirty. By the way, he was angry the next morning she didn't like the nest, confronted her, and said that she'd have to accept his nesting situation if they ever wanted to move in together. She asked people if they have two bedrooms, one with a nest and one with a bed. Would that be an okay solution? He said no.
Yeah, he's going to be alone for a while.
That is weird.
You know, I mean, like, we all have our quirks. We understand that. The person you're with tolerates them, but I would like to think nothing I do is that crazy.
I've had clothes on the floor of my closet before I got a hamper, before I got a laundry basket.
But you didn't sleep on it.
I used to have a mesh bag that I would basically take to the laundromat. You know what I mean? I'd throw that over my shoulder. Other than that.
But Thoreau brings up a great point, right? You're not sleeping on them.
Right.
That's strange what that dude was doing.
It's one thing to have a mess that is a bunch of clothes on the floor. It's another thing if you say, well, it's not a mess. That's my bed.
Sure.
Because I like a nest. I'm like, okay, you have a problem.
Mm-hmm. If you're winter camping, never a bad idea to put tomorrow's clothes in the bottom of your sleeping bag. That way when you wake up to put them on, they're warm. So like that's the only thing. That's the only time I think I've ever slept.
How about I keep him in your sleeping bag?
Exactly. You know what I mean?
I mean, I've slept in a pile of clothes before. Like at somebody's house. It's like, yeah, man, you can crash in there. Just like, oh, I woke up in a pile of clothes.
That's more passed out.
Correct.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you became unconscious in a pile of clothes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.